Modern art, spanning roughly the period from the 1860s to the 1970s, and contemporary art, generally considered to be art produced by still living artists, is not a long-running gag being played by a few insiders on a gullible public. True, there are many works being produced today, the majority even, that will not stand the test of time. But similarly, there will be some which have gone totally unnoticed that will, one day, be acknowledged as masterpieces. The truth is that the exceptional works of art created today and over the last century represent some of man's greatest achievements in the modern era. Only a fool would denigrate the genius of Pablo Picasso, Paul Cézanne, Barbara Hepworth, Vincent van Gogh, and Frida Kahlo. You don't need to be musical to know that Bach could write a tune or that Sinatra could sing one. In my opinion, the best place to start when it comes to appreciating and enjoying modern and contemporary art is not to decide whether it's any good or not, but to understand how it evolved from Leonardo's classicism to today's pickled sharks and unmade beds. As with most seemingly impenetrable subjects, art is like a game. All you really need to know is the basic rules and regulations for the once baffling to start making some sense. And while conceptual art tends to be seen as the offside rule of modern art, the one that people can't quite get their head around or explain over a cup of coffee, it is surprisingly simple.